This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Mark Rumsey. For several years now, Duke Energy has been responding to criticisms about contamination of groundwater around coal ash ponds at the company's coal-fired plants in the Carolinas. Duke Energy hired two UNC Charlotte professors to study the impact of coal ash on groundwater. But documents obtained by WBTV television found that a report by one professor billed as independent was in fact influenced by Duke Energy. The final report from that professor included changes that a Duke official had provided as, quote, highly suggested edits. WBTV's Nick Oxner has led this investigative reporting, which is airing this week, and he joins me now. Hi.
Hello.
First of all, these edits, how major was this editing?
They were pretty substantial. If you look, it involves Duke Energy taking out a couple sentences that they didn't like out of this report. But then more importantly, it involves them adding a lot of sentences, in some points paragraphs. They added a bullet point to the summary page, added functionally a paragraph to the executive summary, and other changes throughout the report. So these aren't just clarifying things or changing an and to a the and what have you.
And I know it's kind of it's detailed and some of it's kind of technical, but can you give us a feel for the nature or a specific example of a highly suggested edit that went into this final report?
Yeah. One of the things, and we asked specifically the scientist who wrote the report about this specifically, is they changed some of the language that he had written that suggested or that said that the metals and the toxic substances in the coal ash that was buried under the ground, that's what the report's about, would migrate down and move over time. And Duke kind of changed that language to sort of say, we don't know, we need to do more studying.
Did you make any other major discoveries out of this?
Overall, what the volume of data of the document show is that, one, so there are two professors. Dr. Bill Langley is the one who wrote the report that got the highly suggested edits. Dr. Langley led a lot of the research for Duke Energy and another Duke Energy contractor. And it shows that Dr. Langley was coordinating with Duke and with Duke's paid contractor on the modeling, which kind of formed the basis of the scientific inquiry that he was conducting for Duke Energy surrounding coal ash. It's basically he allowed Duke to approve the questions he was asking about the science he was doing. Two, the second professor is a guy named John Daniels, who's a department chair at UNC Charlotte, shows, and he led, or still leads, he's the chairman of the National Ash Advisory Board, Ash Management Advisory Board for Duke Energy. It's supposed to be an independent board that advises Duke. We found emails that show that he was consulting with Duke and helping them prepare material and work with regulators at the same time he was chairing this board.
Starting with the two professors, Drs. Langley and Daniels, what have they said about this?
To their credit, both professors sat down and did an on-camera interview with us. Dr. Langley, when we asked him about the highly suggested edits to the one report that he made, he just denied that Duke made those changes. He said that he wrote that, and he continued to claim that he wrote those words, even as I literally waved the papers in the air and said, here's the email with the highly suggested edits. He continued to claim that, and then I think towards the end of the interview, he said, well, even if they did make those changes, it didn't change the substance of my science. Dr. Daniels has defended his work with Duke at the same time as chairing the independent advisory board. He says that he participated in meetings as the chairman of the board merely to represent the opinions of the board.
What about Duke Energy in terms of commenting on this interaction, this relationship with their, again, purportedly independent expertise?
Yeah, a Duke spokeswoman Paige Sheehan, told us on camera that we were misleading our viewers and that essentially we're making much ado about nothing. She said what we uncovered shows the normal exchange of scientists and a rigorous, her words, scientific review process. And they defend every bit of what we've uncovered, even in the face of criticism and scrutiny from other people.
That's WBTV investigative reporter Nick Oxner. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.